There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Y'all, getting ghosted is awful. Getting ghosted, especially after you have what you think is a really good date. You feel like there's a connection. You're excited about date number two, date number three, whatever it is. Audrey got ghosted after 2 months.
Yeah, record.
Record for you.
I don't think most people get ghosted after longer than a month and a half.
I don't know, man. I think it happens. I think it happens. Yeah, it is tough. I know. She's still carrying that burden and that pain.
I'm not laughing at you. It's just funny.
We're going to help out Aaron right now. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey.
Good morning, guys.
Hey there. So you went out with a guy named Mateo. We want to try to help you out, but why don't you tell us the story? Like, how'd you guys meet and what happened on your date and all that?
Thank you. Yeah, and like, just so you know, like, I'm really honestly calling, like, out of pure curiosity more than anything at this point. like a slightly bruised ego. Like, I don't know. It's one of those tales. Like, we met through social media. You know, he slid into my DMs, asked me out, like, almost instantly. I was like, this guy's so cute. went on a date. Like, it was just, like, a pretty date. You know what I mean? Like, it checked all the boxes. It was very rom-com, really fun. He kissed me at the end. Like, yeah, it was a good date. Like, you were talking about what we were going to do after the date. And, like, that's where my confusion's coming from. Like, I just feel like, we were talking, we were mid-conversation, we totally hit it off, and then just nothing. Like, I mean, I'm talking nothing, just mid-conversation stopped, as if like a ghost just flew through the phone and that was it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And you tried calling him, texting him?
Yeah, I texted him back again, and it's like, I didn't hear anything back again. Like, I followed up, still just like left on red, and I don't know, it's just kind of like, feels like a little mystery, and I can't figure out how to solve it. So I just can't seem to let this one go. Like, I just thought we really hit it off, and, you know, we just had a lot of potential, so.
Yeah, even if there's something that's keeping him from wanting to be with you, like you said, you're calling more out of curiosity than anything else. Just try to get some answers.
I get that.
Why does this happen? I don't know.
I mean, not to put your business out there.
Nope.
Audrey's dude, she was like, dang, I don't even know if he's still alive. You know what I mean? You start thinking about those things.
Yeah.
I'd do the same thing, right? If someone that you had a deep connection with just completely stopped calling or texting you, you're wondering for their well-being. Didn't you send him a text like, just let me know you're okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, especially when that was so out of character for him,
mm-hmm.
with the way he described himself and how he was very forward and all of that. I'm like, well, show me. Where
right.
are you?
Yeah, right. Let's see that forward.
Mm-hmm.
What hurts the most is like,
thank you, Rascal Flatts.
No, but like the fact that these people can't get them on. They can't
yeah.
call, they don't answer, but we do.
Hello, Mateo.
Hello.
Hey, thank you for coming on with us. I understand that this is going to put you in a weird situation, but I want you to know that we're not on anyone's side here. We're not trying to make you look bad at all. But since Aaron is on the phone, and we explained to you just a minute ago, she contacted us because she felt like she was ghosted. Will you discuss with us what your thought process was here and not returning your texts or phone calls? Did she do anything wrong? Was there something else in play?
I probably do owe her an explanation, so.
Okay. So how was the date? Let's start with that.
All right. Day was fine. It wasn't amazing. It wasn't like fireworks or anything, but it was fun, and I enjoyed talking to her. and I was still trying to figure out if we were a match. And honestly, I had been planning on giving it another shot,
mm-hmm.
like maybe a second date to see if there's something more there. but then things took a turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're listening. Trust me. Yeah, we're listening.
So the night after our date, my family starts blowing up our group chat on our text thread, and they're asking me, like, who's this girl? And I'm sitting there like, what? How do they even know about her? This is the night after our date. And they send me screenshots of her following all of them on Instagram. Like, all of them. Not just my mom, not just my siblings, but, like, my cousin, my aunt. I was on this thread. She's telling me about this. I didn't even tell her about them. This is one date. I barely even talked about my family on our date. So she must have gone through my Instagram, and she just started following everyone she could find. I'm not trying to be some like rigid, closed off guy, but that it feels off. It was like, it was too much, way too much, too soon. People don't follow family members until things are serious, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wasn't ready for that level of access.
Commitment.
Wow. I guess you could say. It was like a truth.
That's a lot, man.
A lot of access.
It was a
and
lot
my family,
of
none of them are like private on Instagram, so it's all open.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird. I mean, now we're talking about it, but it feels weird to say this out loud. But if the date had been mind-blowing, like, I would have brushed it off. But I was, like, unsure. And then that happened, and that just, like, sealed the deal for me. It was like a red flag. I didn't know it was a red flag, but now I know that's a red flag for me. Like, I didn't have a chance to get to know her properly. And then she's looking up all my relatives.
Yeah, then you have to explain,
right,
like, who the girl is and all
that's
of that.
Exactly it. I have to explain to them that we weren't even serious. So that's embarrassing over and over again. My aunt and my cousin, they think she's crazy.
Aaron, it probably hurts to hear this out loud, but
hard to defend yourself on this one.
Do you understand where Mateo is coming from?
Yeah, I mean, I guess in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have done that.
What were you, why? Can I ask, like, why you, like, I imagine, like, getting excited and all of that stuff, but, like, why?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought we had a really good date, and I thought we really hit it off, and I guess I got excited, and, I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed right now, but I just thought I wanted to connect with people who might be in my life soon, and, like, everybody's Instagram is public, so I don't know. I just figured, like, I mean, a lot of people, what they would have done anyway is just, like, you know, gone, you know, and looked anyway at someone's Instagram.
Sure.
I just was a little more open with it, I guess, and, yeah. But I guess it was a nice, I thought it was a nice gesture, but if I made you uncomfortable, I'm sorry. I guess I'll wait till next time.
No, don't do it again next time. Don't wait till this is bad. That's what struck you out this time.
I was going to say this is bad, but it is kind of nice.
Yeah.
She made the effort.
Guys.
No, Alex, if you, okay, if
it's
it wasn't,
too soon.
But if it wasn't the first date, hear me out. Okay. If you'd been seeing a woman and it had been a few months, say, and then she made the effort to go connect with your family members, that shows that she cares.
Yeah. Yeah.
And wants to get to know your family. Mm-hmm. I'm saying a few months down the road. You're not listening to me.
No,
I am listening to you. No, not at all. No. Are you saying you've already met his family?
I don't know. Hypothetically, I'm saying if you'd been together for 3 months.
And if you've met his family, and it's okay. If you've never met his family and all of a sudden you fly out on social media to start following, you're crazy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. First date.
First date, you're insane. It's
Aaron.
Just a lot. I'm sorry.
It's a lot. But look, no shade. I know you had the best of intentions, right? The heart was there.
For sure. For sure.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.